Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
Once upon a time, there was a girl who decided to climb to the top of the world. Her name was Poorna Malawat. It was pitch dark outside when 13-year-old Poorna crept out of her tent, the snow crunching under her feet and the wind making her whole body sting. This was it. She had just 1 mile to go to make it to the top of Mount Everest, the tallest mountain in the world. Poorna flipped on her headlamp and looked up. She gasped at the vast, inky sky dotted with stars, the headlamps from fellow climbers zigzagging along the path, the mountain rising up in a giant shadow before her. It was spectacular. As she started walking, every breath felt like a sharp jab in Poorna's chest. That high up in the mountains, at over 29,000 feet, the air was thin and low on oxygen. And it didn't help that the temperature was minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit. Even though Poorna was bundled in thick thermal gear, the cold air still seeped through, chilling her down to her bones. As she trudged through heavy snow, sometimes as high as her knees, each step took so much energy and concentration. I will not turn back until I succeed. I will not turn back until I succeed. This was a mantra she'd learned in school and repeated every day. She needed it now more than ever, pushing through the wailing winds and slipping on dark patches of ice. I will not turn back until I succeed. Around 5 in the morning, after many hard hours of climbing, a shimmering haze of sun announced the dawn. Poorna wiped the sleet off the thick black lenses of her climbing goggles and stopped to take it all in. Finally, she could see the peak. It was so close. She picked up her pace now, scrambling and lurching forward. The mighty mountaintops all around her were sparkling with hope, beckoning her forward. And within the hour, on May 25th, 2014, Poorna became the youngest girl in the world to get to the top of Mount Everest. I'm Asma Khan, and this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls, a fairy tale podcast about the rebel women who inspire us. On this episode, Indian mountaineer Poorna Malawat. Of course, Poorna just didn't decide one day she was going to climb Mount Everest. It took a lot of physical and mental training to get to this incredible moment. Poorna was born in Palakka, a small village in rural India. Her parents were farmers, and they lived in a sparsely furnished hut on the edge of rice fields, which are called paddies. Money was tight. Poorna's parents could barely afford to send her to school. And when she got there, the teacher wouldn't let any girl sit inside the classroom. In Poorna's community, lots of parents married off their daughters before they were even teenagers. Poorna's father didn't want her to go through that. So when Poorna was 11, her dad sent her to a residential school in a nearby district. The school was set up to give underprivileged children access to better education. It also offered a new afternoon program full of exciting activities. On a whim, Poorna put her name down for the rock climbing group. Poorna's first rock climbing lesson was at Bhongir, a huge egg-shaped slope rising thousands of feet in the air. As she put on her harness and gazed up at the steep incline, her knees went weak with shock. "Are they mad?" she thought. "Why did they bring us here?" But once Poorna's hands and feet notched into the craggy rock face, her fear slipped away. The soft wind nipped at her neck, and the world went quiet. As she focused all her energy on the climb, pulling her weight up with a strength that surprised her, it also surprised her coach, a professional mountaineer named Shekhar Babu. He was stunned by her athletic talent. And when the school program ended, he asked for a government funding to make a special training program just for Poorna. The goal? Mount Everest.
I have to tell you about my friend Penelope. She is hilarious. She only eats cheese doodles and canned beans, and she loves to sing and fly through walls. Wait, did I tell you that Penelope is my imaginary friend? Well, she is, but she's totally real to me. Anywho, Penelope and I are very excited because there's a new movie coming out on May 17 all about imaginary friends. It's called IF, which stands for Imaginary Friends. Pretty cool, am I right? IF is so much fun, with lovable fuzzy giants and bright new galaxies. It stars Kaylee Fleming as Bee, a girl who discovers that she can see everyone else's IFs. Meanwhile, Cal, played by Ryan Reynolds, can also see IFs. Together, they team up and go on a magical adventure to reconnect forgotten IFs with their kids. IF is from the brilliant mind of writer-director John Krasinski. It also stars John Krasinski, Fiona Shaw, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, Maya Rudolph, John Stewart, Sam Rockwell, Emily Blunt, Awkwafina, and Steve Carell, just to name a few. It celebrates the incredible power of curiosity and creativity, and it's definitely a laugh-out-loud adventure for the whole family. IF comes out in theaters starting May 17th and is guaranteed to knock your socks off. What? Oh, Penelope says she wears two pairs of socks at all times. Also, that imaginary friends get limitless refills on popcorn. So join us in the theater on May 17. Bring your imaginary friends too. Hey Rebels, do you know who offers some of the greatest music halls, performances, and online musical education resources for kids and families? Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 to 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes. Check out Animal or Instrument, a quiz that asks you to listen to sounds and then guess how they were made. Or dive into the Musical Explorers Around the World map, where you can experience musical traditions such as Vietnamese folk, Colombian cumbia, bluegrass, and jazz from the U.S., and so much more. Carnegie Hall Kids will ignite your imagination and put a rhythm in your every move. Start the musical journey early and go to kids.carnegiehall.org to check out fun, child-friendly games and quizzes.
Once the government said yes, Poorna threw herself into an intense training regimen with Coach Babu. For the next 6 months, Poorna trained for about 5 to 6 hours every day, with only one day off a week for rest. She ran for hours, did volleyball and yoga, and of course, a lot of rock climbing. She also had to eat a special diet with lots of milk to strengthen her bones. Even though she hated milk, it was so exhausting, and there was barely time for school or friends. But to Poorna, it was totally worth it. "I wanted to prove girls can do anything," she said. And finally, after months of training and a nearly two-month-long expedition, Poorna was here, taking her final steps to the top of Mount Everest. She had braved sub-freezing temperatures and dizzying heights, vertical cliffs sheathed in black ice, and wide, terrifying crevices carved into glaciers. "I will not turn back until I succeed." When she got to the top, she took out her orange, white, and green striped Indian flag and waved it to the world above and below. It felt like heaven up there, with the glittering blue sky expanding in every direction. It felt like anything was possible. After scaling Mount Everest, Poorna had to keep going. She knew there were so many more mountains for her to climb and a whole world to explore. With the government's help, she trained for the ultimate mountaineering feat, the Seven Summits Challenge. The Seven Summits are the highest peaks in each of the seven continents. Over the next 8 years, Poorna worked tirelessly, traveling to each of the seven continents and tackling their highest peaks. And she did this while going to school at the same time. High school, college, and even graduate school. It was a huge commitment for both her body and her mind. From Mount Everest in Asia, Poorna went to Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa, and from there to Mount Elbrus in Europe. Then she scaled Mount Aconcagua in South America, Mount Castan's Pyramid in Oceania, Mount Winston in Antarctica, and finally, her last ascent would be Mount Denali in North America. Poorna started her climb up Mount Denali in May of 2022. In many ways, she felt like this was her hardest climb yet. Her body as a 22-year-old was different than when she was 13 and just beginning her mountaineering adventures. She had to work extra hard on her diet and exercise. Plus, training while going to school had been very challenging. "Climbing Mount Denali was very tough, but my passion took me to the top," Poorna said. And that passion was more than enough to get her there. On June 5th, 2022, Poorna planted both her feet on the top of Mount Denali, her red hat bright against the snowy landscape, her smile even brighter. Poorna knew it took so many people supporting and believing in her to get to this summit. And for that, she was so grateful. Most of all, she was proud to be a girl and to prove that girls can do anything they put their minds to. It just takes strength, courage, and a fierce rebel spirit fueling every step of the way. This podcast is a production of Rebel Girls. It's based on the book series Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. This episode was narrated by me, Asma Khan. It was produced and directed by Joy Smith, with sound design and mixing by Real Audiobooks. It was written by Francis Thomas and edited by Abby Scher. Fact-checking by Joe Rattigan. Our executive producers are Jess Wolf and Joy Smith. Original theme music was composed and performed by Electra Bajoki. A special thanks to the whole Rebel Girls team who made this podcast possible. Until next time, stay rebel!
Hi, Rebels. We have some exciting news. We've decided to make this podcast completely free for our listeners. With this change, even more girls can enjoy stories of empowering women. And don't worry, episodes will continue to come out every week, wherever you listen to podcasts. See you next time.